For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
Today we're continuing our How to Thrive in 2025 series. Today's emphasis is going to be about spiritual wellness. We have some disclaimers to make about different religions and denominations. So truly, whatever your beliefs are, I think that there's a lot in today's episode that will still resonate with you. So please don't turn this off if you come from a background that you think is different from Kara or I, because we're trying to look at this spiritual lens holistically and just how it can be really valuable to anyone in their day-to-day life. But first, as always, we'll catch up, share peaks of the week, and then we will get into the topic.
Yes, catching up. It's so funny because last week when we were catching up, something about our catch-up was reminding me of something else in my past. And I realized our talking segment before we get into the episode is kind of like when you're with your friends studying at the library and you guys are just talking for like 30 minutes to an hour before you actually study. That is what this catch-up segment always feels like to me. Like, it's like doing the fun stuff that you know you need to get into, the actual work, the actual topic, but it's great nonetheless.
100%. It like soft launches in. Or if you go to a yoga class, the instructor will be like, you know, say hi to your mat neighbor. They might ask like an icebreaker question, or teachers do that at the beginning of class. I feel like that's our catch-up segment, is getting comfortable for us to get into podcasting and for you guys to, maybe you put it on and you're cleaning your house or something and you're getting into listening, and then we get to like the topic. But it feels intense to just like turn on record and jump immediately into like intense teaching. So I think for us and our show, Already Friends, the social wellness part at the beginning is where those relatable lessons and, you know, like fun travel tips or something come through. So if you guys don't like the catch-up, sorry to say, it's staying.
And that literally was my favorite part of college, was going to study at a coffee shop that's open until like 4 a.m. We used to study at Hy-Vee because it was open 24/7, and all the coffee shops closed at like 1 a.m. and I was such a crammer. And me and my friends, all the last minute people would go to Hy-Vee. Like, we would switch from the 1 o'clock a.m. coffee shop and go to Hy-Vee from like 1 to 4 a.m. and cram. And every single time we'd have like, okay, around like 2 a.m. we're like, okay, quit the talking. We actually need to focus. But those like giggly, you're delirious, late night chats before you had to study, that was my favorite part of college. One of my favorite parts. So that's why I love the pod so much.
Yeah, it feels similar. Exactly. I know. I love our catch-ups. And it does a good job for me to reflect back on my week and like show gratitude for what happened, or even just mentally process, oh, I did this and I did that. Because so often in our life, you're moving quickly and you don't even take a moment to recognize how much you already have. And this is actually a lesson me and my friend Liz were talking about, and I want to share it here because this is part of the catch up anyway, and something going on in my life, because we were working on our mind movies. Have you ever heard of a mind movie?
I feel like I've seen this on TikTok, but please explain.
Okay. You know, and we're both big fans of vision boards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a mind movie is basically taking all of those photos and then putting it into a movie. So rather than it just being like your iPhone or your laptop background or stationary on your desk or something, you can put like some sort of frequency music to it that can channel you into that manifestation, prayer, co-creation mindset. And if you want to go the extra mile, you can put a little hypnotic, like geometric thing at the beginning. So you kind of go into a hypnosis and then see the mind movie. So your brain is like, oh yeah, like we're making this. This is real. Let's do it. So I finished mine this week. It seems like it shouldn't take that long to make, but I had like steps because I was like, I need to really think about what I want my dream life to look like. Okay, I want to write this down. Now, to me, visually, what represents that? Go find the images, save them all, put them into CapCut. And then I didn't just want the images because I feel like you can look at an image and it's like, what about this particular image is what you want? Is it the person's outfit? Is it where they're at? Is it their tan? Is it the jewelry? Like, what about this specifically is why you saved it? So for each image, I put some keywords on the screen, put it all together. And then we were just talking about how even in making that, we're still kind of not being that present because we're still just thinking about all of the things we want for the future. And I still think it's so important to have vision boards and do this mind movie thing. But I was like, I also need to recognize that my current life was my vision board at one point. Like I look back at my vision board from like 2022 and literally my life looks like what I wanted it to look like before. So recognizing for myself how far I have come, I guess, because sometimes in the moment, I think you forget that you currently are living past you's dream, you know?
Oh, 1000%. Okay, that's different than what I thought you were going to say. I feel like the one that I saw was kind of similar, but different, like writing a script, kind of like a screenplay of your life. So that's interesting. That's actually a video in CapCut.
Right. Because then in the morning, you could just like prop it up. Maybe you're like sipping your coffee or something and you kind of go into like a hypnotic trance and continually rewatching it consciously, like, I think could move the needle further and faster than just having it on your phone background or your wall, because it kind of starts to blend in. Even though I look at my phone background and my laptop background every day, it kind of is starting to just fade literally into the background.
Yeah, no,
versus
good.
Consciously.
It's good to be consciously aware of it. I know we talked about this in one of our January episodes. Wanted to confirm I did make my vision board. We hadn't done it. We were a couple weeks late, but I did do it. It is my phone background, but this is good to think about nonetheless.
Yeah, because I think they're both super powerful. And I think for whatever age and stage and lifestyle you're in, all of them can be really helpful and just take whatever resonates with you. And it's not like I'm going to watch this thing every single day of my life. It might just be like, oh, I'm feeling down or I need some inspiration. I want to watch this. Or maybe today I need breath work. Maybe tomorrow I want to do a guided meditation. You know, it's just, they're all just tools. I'm not even saying that to you, saying that to myself or anyone listening. It's not like we all have to do all of these things every single day. It's just like, whatever you need in the moment, reach into your toolbox, grab it, do it.
So that was a fun realization you had with your friend Liz. Any other updates of the week?
I mean, I'll say it was like the shittiest week I've had in like a really long time. And I don't even want to tell you guys because no one is ever going to take me serious ever again. So I don't even know if I should say anything, but it was brutal.
And you're still in the rough of it. Like, she still has a whole day to get through.
Yeah. It's actually, okay, I'll bring it up later in the episode because it's been such a huge, huge spiritual lesson. And I think it could be applicable to a lot of people. And like, the details don't really matter that much is like the lesson of what I'm getting out of it. And I do want to share that with you guys because I think it'll help. But we'll keep it light here for now.
Okay. For sure.
How was your week?
It was good. I just got back today, this morning, from Naples. Had a work trip in Florida. It was super great. Not too many updates. I mean, I got to get in the sun for a little bit. I feel like I look tan. I also put on some self-tanning moisturizer, so I'm kind of cheating. But yeah, love the beach, love being in the sun. And oh, I guess it's my birthday week. I was like, what's another update? It is my birthday week, so hopefully I'll have some fun B-day updates for next week. I did already spoil myself and bought a massage for myself for tonight.
Yeah, so you did.
Yeah, I did. And Allison is about to too. We both hopped on. We're like, we're both going to get a massage tonight. And that was really funny. A good synchronicity that we're both feeling like we need a splurge on a massage today. And I did the 90 minute because
yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. It's my birthday. Also, I have a girl here who's so affordable. Like, I'm so happy I found her because I obviously people need to be paid what they're worth. And I'm not saying she's like, you know, but she's like a very good value, good price. And so I'm so happy that I found her because I never really feel that guilty when I'm going to her because I'm like, I'm saving money. Other places charge $200. So I can go as many times as I want. Not really, but no, she's great. And I'll link her in the show notes and on our website. Yeah, hopefully more fun birthday updates to come. Oh, McKenna is going to come in town and my mom for my birthday party on Saturday. I'm having a party. And yeah, I'll just keep you guys posted.
What theme did you decide?
I did decide. Okay, drum roll. If anyone's on the edge of their seat, I decided to do the Opry ski. So actually, I should check the weather now that we are getting closer. Let's hope that it's not going to be 70 degrees out because it has been very warm here. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Funny.
Saturday's going to be 45. Love it.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, it's like the one time as a Midwesterner when you're like, oh, actually, I do want it to be like, cold and snow.
Cannot be too hot because we will all be in ski attire. So I will be torturing my guests if it is a sunny and 75 day. Yeah, no, that's actually truly the one time I've ever wanted to be a little bit colder on the colder side, but it should be fun. I am still debating if I should get, I wanted to get like a DJ, but it's been so hard to find a DJ. I don't know why. If not, then I think I can just, there's so many good SoundCloud playlist things. I think I'll be fine, but I just thought it'd be kind of fun. Just the optics, being like, I have a DJ at my party.
Totally. Yeah. Them bringing the energy to make it feel like more of an elevated celebration.
Yeah. And like encouraging people to dance and have fun and like let go a little bit instead of just like standing around and drinking and whatnot. But I hope it goes well. Maybe I'll post some updates. I don't know, on TikTok and stuff. But
well, happy early birthday, nonetheless.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And I guess peaks of the week. Should we get into that?
Yes. This feels slightly premature to say because she hasn't started yet. But I hired a personal assistant here in person. And this was also a crazy spiritual experience. Like I had just been needing one. I have so much help in Omaha, like with the shop and things. And at New Wave, I had a personal assistant. And I have kind of felt like I'm alone on an island down here in Tulum, like as far as work stuff, where I'm just like, oh, I like don't have the hands-on help that I need for so many random things. And if I had known that I could have just hired someone here like this, like I wish I would have done this 6 months ago. But I didn't really think, I don't know, with work visas or something that I was going to be able to bring this to fruition. But I was at one of my favorite cafes and the girl working, I always see her. She's always so sweet to Peaches. And she was talking about how she loves dogs and would love to quit her serving job and like walk dogs. And I was like, oh, I'll pay you to walk Peaches. Like, of course, you know, like I was saying to you guys a few weeks ago, like, I need someone to watch Peaches so I can go to the gym and go and do stuff. And I guess just journaling about that and saying it out loud, it just presented itself that she was available for that. And then she like walks away. And I was like, wait, I should just hire her for everything. Like, I like her. She's nice. She's here. She's in person. She's like a girl's girl. So she knows how to like do the stuff that I like, how I want it. She can run errands, take care of Peaches, like a full package and any like tech stuff with things that I do online. If she doesn't know, like I'll teach her. It's just great to have her here. And so I hired her. She's finishing out her job this week, but I think she's really excited and I'm really excited. And Clay is moving here officially as of tomorrow. So by the time this episode goes out, I will hopefully have Clay here with me, be in a new apartment and have a personal assistant by the time I talk to you guys next week. If that doesn't happen, I might cry a little bit, but fingers crossed because I'm done feeling like I'm on an island down here.
Wow. Okay. Yay. Congratulations. That's a fun.
Thank you.
Fun big step.
Yeah. And I think it's going to help a lot with feelings of overwhelm or not being able to take on more work that I want to take on. So it's good.
Yeah. Want to help delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, doing multiple things. It's hard.
Yes. 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 And how about you? What was your peak of the week?
So many good things to choose from. I guess two little things. One, my group of this work trip was so much fun. I had a blast with this little group. So shout out to my group. It was Aaron, Patty, and Ashley. We had a great time. Just good vibes, good people. So peak of the week was meeting three new people and just clicking very well with them. But then also last night, Ashley left early. Aaron just ate dinner in her room. And then me and Patty went to the Turtle Club. It's a very nice restaurant on the beach in Naples. And we had a little wrap dinner, just us two. But we had an amazing seafood dinner. It had shrimp, scallops, lobster. Like, we went all out. And the food was so good. But then also, me and Patty were just bonding. We both read Fourth Wing. So the newest Fourth Wing book had just come out. We both just finished it. So we talked, like, all dinner about our theories and, like, what we think is happening and what's going on with the characters and stuff. And it was just fun. And Patty took my photos. I wore my cute white dress with the parrot purse. If you guys know the parrot purse saga, I was in between buying it or not, and I did buy it, and it was so cute and colorful, and I got to wear it last night. So it was just a night of highs. Patty slayed the photos. She did such a good job. Amazing sunset. It was just, you know, all those TikToks that are going viral of, like, this and blank.
Uh-huh.
It's like a sunset and, like, you're, like, hanging out. That's what the night was. It was just one of those picture perfect nights.
Oh my gosh, it's so magical and clutch to have a photographer. That's partially why I'm excited for my assistant, because I'm like, I feel like my life in person looks better than it's ever looked. And I never have photos, like, of me doing anything because I'm, like, by myself all the time. Or if I go and meet up with people, it's like the photo moment would have been a little bit maybe before the activity. And what am I going to put my tripod, like, on the beach and just, like, go for it? I mean, I could, but it would be much better to have a person.
No, they all joked, like, because Patty and Aaron both have daughters in college. And they joked that, like, they were able to do my photos because their daughters, like, bully them into taking their photos. And they've gotten good at it. So I'm like, shout out to you guys. You guys both did great. I said slayers. I thought it was funny that I was calling them slayers, but I'm like, no, that's what you guys are. I know that word's kind of out, but it's such a good word. I'm like, just someone. And then they're like, what's a slayer? I'm like, just someone that's killing it. Someone that's crushing life. 10 out of 10. And they were very honored that I called them slayers, but it's true.
Okay. I also have to say this dumb side thing, but with you talking about the Turtle Club, did mm-hmm. you watch Masters of Disguise as a child?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, this is not going to land, but in it, there's this, like, scene where he's wearing, like, a turtle outfit and he's like, turtle, turtle. And if anyone's seen it, like, it's like the scene of that movie. It's so weird. And there's some other scene in it where he talks about how he's, like, not turtly enough for the Turtle Club in one time.
Oh, I've definitely heard that before.
You have? Okay.
Like, I've heard that movie. Quote.
One time for an Instagram post, it was like a picture of Peaches. And I was like, heartbreak. She wasn't poodly enough for the Poodle Club. And a few people were like, wait, why did she get denied? And I was like, ah, I think
no.
I don't know if everyone is getting it.
You're, like, not me causing drama, like, about to cancel the Poodle Club, like, all the followers. Yeah. Gonna go cancel them. Who denied Peaches? We will fight and rally behind Peaches.
She should be the president.
And people are actually mad. You're like, oh.
Which, speaking of Peaches, if anyone has been concerned about her adjusting now, Angel, she has been so good all week. I think it just got so crazy and so many changes that now she's going with the flow. Like, she's just sleeping under my feet right now. She's totally, I don't know, adapted now. And I just love her so much. I was literally making a video last night of a compilation of Peaches videos. And I was just like, this fucking dog, I love her. Like, how did I get so lucky that she chose me as her mom?
No, she's an angel. Absolutely. Oh, and I guess another quick update. It's Margot's birthday on Saturday. So we'll be celebrating both. Yeah.
That's so cute. You have to have, like, a big joint birthday party one year.
I know. Yeah, she's going to have an outfit for Saturday. Maybe beforehand we'll invite some people over and they can run around. Like, the 12 to 2 is going to be the Margot party. And then 3 to 6 is my party. TBD.
I love that. Well, happy early birthday to Margot as well.
She says thank you.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Something I've been diving into and learning more about are hormone disruptors and how there's over 1,000 disruptors daily in our lives. Things in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our clothes, our skincare, all of these things mess up our hormones, and our bodies also go through natural hormonal changes. But with all this, it does not mean that we have to suffer through it. And the good news is that there is a product out there to help. It's called Hormone Harmony, and they are a sponsor of the show. Hormone Harmony is a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for all women who are struggling with PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon, and there's a reason that it has over 30,000 positive reviews, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. So if you resonate with any of these symptoms, any of these issues, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code alreadyfriends at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code alreadyfriends to get your Hormone Harmony and start to feel more like yourself. Again, alreadyfriends at happymammoth.com for 15% off. Thanks to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring the show.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Okay, listener peaks. Peyton said, going on a walk with super nice weather. Absolutely love that. I'm very happy that it's spring. I'm coming out of my house. It's amazing.
And Maggie said, spending my birthday with my fiance and close friends. Happy birthday to you too, Maggie, and everyone else in Pisces season.
Rachel said, she went on a ski trip with her siblings. How fun. Hope you guys had a blast.
And another trip, China said, going on a spring break trip with my boyfriend. Safe travels to everyone, and I hope that the weather cooperates for everyone on your spring break trip so you can have a restorative time.
As always, send in your peaks every Monday to our Storybox, Already Friends podcast.
And before we get into the topic, I feel like this disclaimer is necessary because what do they say when you're sitting down to eat dinner? You don't discuss religion, politics, or money. And now we're doing this episode essentially about religion, spirituality, spiritual wellness. And so I want to just disclaim that as humans, we use language and we have words in order to try to communicate what we want, what we believe in, how to connect and relate with each other. But when it comes to the spiritual realm, I feel like people can get really hung up on their perception of what a certain word or label means. And then rather than just thinking about the message as a whole, they get really hung up on the keywords like God, manifestation, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, like all of those words bring a lot of emotions, I think, for most people, or at least a perception of what those things mean. And so we want to explain just like what a spiritual practice even is before we get into it. And I'll link this TikTok. We don't all have to watch it together. We'll listen to it together. But it even changed my mind recently, and I've changed my mind so many times with my spiritual beliefs, but I have mostly said universe, source, when talking about God. And she, in this TikTok, said, like, when you're thinking the universe or when you're speaking with the universe, you're speaking to God's creation. Like, if you believe God created the universe, then rather than showing gratitude or communicating with the universe of the God's creation, why not just, like, say God? And I was like, yeah, you're definitely right. Like, I think sometimes I say universe when I am referring to God, But previously, I feel like you could say God and it wouldn't conjure up as much controversy or emotions from people. So I kind of liked saying universe or source. But now, I don't know, I'm trying to rethink how to talk about that. And I'm sure my beliefs are going to change many more times as I learn more. But yeah, maybe all of us for this episode can just focus on having a healthy spiritual practice and less about like the specifics of exactly what you believe versus this person believes. Because then I just feel like, why are we adding confrontation or differences instead of focusing on what we do have in common or what we do need?
100%. And I feel the same way. Like, I feel like I totally, since starting the podcast, have said the word universe. I'm like, oh, it doesn't offend anybody. You know, it's just like a good blanket term. But like me personally, I do believe in God. And I feel like I've also warmed up to more just saying God, because I'm like, that's just what I believe. I'm not saying you have to believe that. And it's not on me to make everybody feel comfortable with like just what resonates with me. But you can always plug and play what words feel good to you.
Exactly.
That's why I like that book that I've been doing, the spirituality book. That's every single day. I know what words I like to say when I do my daily prayer, manifestation, affirmations, but it allows you to use whatever words you want to use. But it has the same amazing messages for everybody that can resonate with everybody. Because there is a good quote that I've always loved, that I've always resonated with. And it basically says, like, there is a giant hole in every single person's heart that is meant to be filled with spirituality. And if you just choose not to fill it with spirituality, you're going to fill it with something. And it's just not, it's not going to be something good. And I think that has always resonated, because even if I hadn't always figured out exactly what spirituality looked like, I knew that I had that capacity, like that every single person has an inherent longing for something greater. And I just think that's an interesting quote. And that definitely got me more interested in growing my spirituality journey when I heard that quote, because I'm like, huh, even if you do have some trauma or some, you know, rocky start with your spirituality relationship, just know that I feel like personally, I feel like each of us are designed with a hole in our heart to fill with some sort of spirituality.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I like how the eight dimensions of wellness has that as like its own thing. So it's, and it doesn't say necessarily like you need to go to church or you need to go to the temple or you need to read the Bible. It just says in general, have some sort of practice that resonates with you. And for some people that does mean going to church, that does mean reading the Bible in the morning. But I think what you're obtaining through that is what everyone is ultimately seeking. We all just have different ways of getting there.
Yes. And today we're going to talk specifically about feeling out of alignment spiritually and a few other themes, but just a broad overview that we wanted to run through of what a spiritual practice could look like. That there's so many different themes. Like, we would have 20 different episodes if we covered every single part of a spiritual practice, spirituality. So I just wanted to go over some like main big picture themes, because I think they're all interesting. Maybe we will do episodes on some of these in the future. But when we talk about spiritual practice, that can be things such as connection to God, higher power, the divine, with whatever religion you resonate with. It can also be inner growth and self-realization. So that journey inward to understand yourself, dissolve ego-based limitations, and become more aligned with your true essence. Spiritual practice can be presence and mindfulness. It's the practice of being fully in the moment, cultivating awareness, and embracing life as it unfolds. It's also compassion and love, a deep commitment to kindness, empathy, and the interconnectedness of all beings.
It's also surrendering and trusting that whatever is meant for you and whatever's planned and going to happen for you, it's going to come. So surrendering that need to control everything. It also means having some sort of ritual or discipline that can come through as meditation, prayer, breath work, yoga, qigong. It can be healing or energy work, whether that's listening to different frequencies of music, going to sound healing, crystal bowl meditations. It can mean service and contribution, whether that's to a friend, to your family, to your community, or to create something that goes globally. And the last premise of a spiritual practice that we want to bring up is that you have sacred knowledge and you have access to sacred knowledge and wisdom. This can come through healers, teachers, facilitators, nature. There's so many books, so many podcasts. It's just being open to learning from yourself, from those around you, from those who have walked before you. And there are probably many other premises to a spiritual practice, but those are some key ones that I think are applicable in day-to-day life.
Exactly. And today, like we said, we're going to go into living in spiritual alignment. But first, what does that even mean? What does living in spiritual alignment mean? And being in alignment is when your thoughts and your actions and your energy match your highest self. I feel like that's why we say you need to make a vision board. You need to get on it, because if you don't know what you're working towards, you're just going to float through life. Which is fine, because if you do have trust and if you have a spiritual practice and you have trust in a higher self, maybe that's not going to turn out terribly for you. But I feel like it's better to be on a boat where you're, you know, following the North Star, kind of going into a certain direction and letting your spiritual practice help you along the way, whether that's God or your angels or whatever you believe in, having them help you work toward what you want versus just, I don't know, freeballing it almost. So I guess being in alignment is feeling in flow versus feeling stuck and resistant. And the difference is between forcing life versus receiving what's meant for you in life.
And that's so hard for me as someone who likes to control things. And a lot of the lessons that I think I've gone through in the past few years are me wanting something specifically and having like such a tight grab on it coming through in a certain way instead of just speaking what I want or manifesting it or praying for it, whatever, and then letting the how unfold on its own and being receptive. Like so often we want to control the entire journey, but the higher power is like, listen, I'll give it to you, but like the path is going to look a little different. And I feel like then that's when it's easy as a human to get like so frustrated and be like, this isn't going how I want it to go. And most of the time, I think a lot of us, when we look back, hindsight is 2020, and it's like, oh my gosh, if I had just trusted more or been open to this, it could have been a lot easier. And I should have just known it would get better. And sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. But ultimately, yeah, trusting that like you are cared for and that it's going to be okay can relieve yourself of a lot of that suffering in the present moment if you just surrender.
Yeah. And like I said, I've been doing this mindfulness practice every single morning. And one of the things the book talks about, which kind of is that, and we'll kind of talk about next what it means to be living out of alignment. But really, when you're feeling lost, it's the small mind versus the big mind. And the small mind is your ego. Or it's your own thoughts, your negative self-talk, your fear of you're doing this wrong, you should have done this, like living in regret, living in that fear and anxiety and letting go of that and then moving toward that big mind. That's always the goal. And like that's something that's really resonated with me in my breathing practices or just trying to pray and meditate. It's like when I breathe out, I'm breathing out small mind. And then when I breathe in, it's like I'm breathing in big mind. Like I'm getting out of that in my head talk and moving towards connecting with God. So I guess what are some signs that you're out of alignment? Constantly being burnt out, constantly being exhausted, being unfulfilled in what you're doing, whether that's life, relationships, where you live. That can also be things feeling really hard and feeling like you're always in an uphill battle. Are always pushing uphill, being overwhelmed by overthinking, comparison, or having a scarcity mindset, feeling very disconnected from your intuition and second guessing yourself, and being out of alignment can also feel like things are happening to you instead of for you. Do any times in your life come to mind when we talk about this? Because I know for sure one does for me.
Yeah, you can share that one and I'll think while you talk.
Okay, yes. I feel like after I graduated, I was kind of living in alignment for a little bit. Like I went home, lived at my parents' house. I was doing weddings all summer. Really loved that. Worked at the country club near my house. Had such a great time. And I did that for like 9 months. And then I don't know, there was a time where I just didn't feel like, you know, then I was, you know, talking about taking another full-time role at this country club doing their marketing. But I never wanted to live in Omaha after I graduated. Maybe like eventually, but I didn't want to do that right away. Like I always said, I want to go to a big city. Like New York City was always my dream. Like literally ever since I was a little kid, I wore a New York City t-shirt in like my third grade photos. I was just always so obsessed with it. My aunt and uncle lived there and like all my family was on the East Coast. Like always loved New York City. And I accepted a full-time marketing role in Omaha just about like, yeah, 9 months after I graduated college. And instantly, it just did not feel right. I just felt like I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, but not trusting that the right role was going to come for me. And I just was like so sad. I just like not hated my life, but I'm just like, huh, I thought I was meant for more than just doing what I was used to. And no, this is not to speak poorly of anyone that works in marketing or anyone lives at their hometown. It just like I had the vision for myself. I just, I don't know, accepted something first instead of waiting it out and trusting. And then come a few weeks later, things worked out and I did get to end up moving to New York. But I just remember in that February, March months, actually, we were friends back then. I feel like even you witnessed this firsthand, that I just wasn't super content. I wasn't happy. And like, I just knew that I was kind of settling and it just made me feel like life was really hard.
I think we should focus on that word, settling. I think a lot of what living out of alignment is, or at least the first signs of it, is just feeling that settling. And then when that's prolonged, that's when you start to be like, oh my God, did I fuck it all up? But at the precipice, I think if you're between making decisions or you're kind of feeling the urge to do more, yeah, I think if there's this general essence of like, I settled, that can be a key way for you to discern that you're not living the highest version of yourself. Because sometimes it's not always horrible, you know, like you can be out of alignment and not homeless and at rock bottom.
Right. But you might be accepting something in a form of settling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's when it's harder because it's like, oh, it's not that bad. I'm not completely miserable. I'm not suicidal. I don't absolutely hate my life. So then you can kind of talk yourself into being like, oh, but I am comfortable and like, But you're just trying to justify your comfort zone to yourself. And we all do it. I've done it so many times. Like even this summer after my New Wave apartment lease ended and I was already moving to Tulum. I don't even know if I told you guys this, but I literally signed a lease in Omaha, paid the deposit because this house was like so cute. It came on the market. I toured it and they were like, oh, we have other people looking, like you need to decide. So I just decided super fast, came back to Tulum because I was like, maybe I do both. Like then I have this place in Omaha. When I come back to the shop, like I'll just do like 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks. And maybe I won't sign a lease in Tulum. I'll just like do Airbnbs like every 3 weeks or find something affordable in Tulum so I can go back and forth. And then I was walking on the beach and talking to these two guys. They're so wise. They have an amazing podcast. I'm like so grateful for them all the time because I learned a lot from them in the couple of days that we hung out. But yeah, I was just like, I'm settling. Why would I do that? Like I just had the opportunity of my lease ending, which was super hard in all of its own ways, but reframed an opportunity to move out of Omaha. My lease ended. I moved my stuff into storage. I'm making this digital nomad remote work life for myself. I'm already in Tulum. I'm just afraid to commit. So it was like I had the safety net of thinking I could just keep a lease in Omaha, like keep my stuff there so that then, you know, it's safe and I can go back to it instead of just fully jumping in to moving to Tulum because it scared me. And I was just like, I just have to commit. So I contacted the property management company and I was like, since I haven't technically moved in yet and you guys said there was so much demand for it, is there any way you'd be willing to work with me and not make me follow through with this 12-month lease? And they were like, I mean, it's kind of inconvenient. Like we already took it off the market, blah, blah, blah. So I had to pay the deposit and first month's rent, but then they freed me from the lease. And that was just like a big financial chunk out of my pocket that I was like, fuck me, because now I have to do that again in Tulum. I also have to pay a deposit here, also have to pay first months here. But it was good for me to shake myself into being like, you're there. Like you've arrived in Tulum. Why are you running away already before you even properly give it a try? And yeah, just those feelings, like my intuition was screaming at me to jump. And so I just had to do it. Yeah. And how one of the examples, signs you're out of alignment, like second guessing yourself. I was going back and forth so much. And I've been talking to a friend this week about it where there's like two ends of the spectrum, right? If something is really hard, are you like, oh, if it's not a big yes, it's a no. Or if it's like a little bit hard, is it making you be like, I have to work for this a little bit? Like that's currently something I'm going through. I don't even really know which one is true in each moment, but I think your intuition knows because sometimes things are hard and you have to like go after them if you in your body feel like it's the right thing. And sometimes things are hard, but your intuition is like, I don't like it. I don't think we should follow through with it. So in those times, I think not focusing on if it's hard or if there's resistance, it's more like, do you actually want it? Like what feels right?
Okay, well, going into what can really make us feel that misalignment and the root of that kind of that feeling is the ego versus the soul. So we all know what ego is, but sometimes I don't feel like we actually do know what ego is. I know we think of ego as thinking we're all that or thinking we're really cool or overinflated confidence, I guess arrogance. But At the root, ego is the part of you that is rooted in identity, comparison, and survival. It's the voice in your head that says, what are they going to think of me? I need to do this so I can prove myself. You know, I'll just be happy when I get that new car, that new purse, the new house, or just nothing is ever enough. It's that voice in your head saying all those things. So it is good to remind ourselves that the ego isn't bad. It's just a tool that we can hopefully become aware of. And there's so many good self-help books that remind you that your thoughts are not you. We are the thing that's observing our thoughts. And those thoughts, I feel like a lot of the time, are your ego talking. And it is here to keep you safe, though. It's a good tool. But if it is running the show and you're not listening to your soul, it creates fear, self-doubt, and a constant feeling of lack. And it thrives on external validation, attachment to material successes, and the illusion of control, which is not going to help you get closer.
To yourself.
To yourself, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, one book that I read that has a lot of that sentiment is The Untethered Soul. If you guys haven't read that, please read it. And then similarly, The Untethered Soul at Work. So good. There's audiobooks of them too, if you don't want to sit down and read it. And even if you don't finish the whole thing, a lot of good nuggets in it. The ego wanting that control so often, yet it's how we want to be perceived by others. And when you're faced with two decisions, almost always it's like the ego wants one thing because maybe it looks flashier or it will improve what you think other people will perceive you as, or you'll seem more valuable. But then on the other hand, it's like, what does your soul want? What's going to make you feel at peace? What's going to make you feel aligned? What's going to make you feel safe? What's going to make you feel like, oh, this is exactly what I want to be doing? And this can be in big ways and small ways. Even this is a silly example, but I was going to a cafe this morning to meet a friend for breakfast, and I would have been a little bit late if I stopped to get gas. And my ego wanted me to be on time because it was like, oh, I want her to think I'm this punctual person who like made this a priority and showed up on time. But my E light was like literally blinking. And I was like, but my soul just wants to stop and get gas so that I can be at peace, because I know after this breakfast, like I'm going to have something. And then if I run out of gas, like my day is going to turn into this whole thing of then I have to like go figure out how to get gas. And so I wouldn't have been, I think, as present at breakfast if I was thinking about, oh, I just wish I should have gotten gas, and kind of, you know, been antsy and unsettled. And it was like, okay, take the ego check and be like, yeah, you could have just left the house 10 minutes earlier and you wouldn't have been late and you could have gotten gas. Like that could have been solvable if you had planned better, but you didn't. So just say that and show up and enjoy breakfast in a present way.
Yeah. And how can I say that soul is that inner knowing, your inner guidance. It knew what was better for you in that situation. And the ego wouldn't want you to look bad or have to apologize. You didn't want to have to look stupid. But I feel like that's just, you're right. Like it just was better. And hopefully that person saw you and saw that your intention truly was to connect and not disrespect them. But you just needed to do it to feel safe and not, yeah, like you said, not be your mind racing the whole time trying to figure out how you're going to make that work afterwards.
Yeah, because the place where I was meeting her, the gas station, was like way back the other direction. So, and I was like, oh, fuck, like if I end up out there, it's going to be a whole thing. And I think we can remind ourselves as we go through our day of so many little things like that. Like, do I want to like look good here, or what's going to make me feel better here? Mm-hmm. And we need both, because we have to consider other people and be a good friend and coworker and family and all of this. But sometimes you have to put yourself first and ask yourself what you truly need to feel like you are filling your cup, so that then you can be that better friend or person.
Yeah, when you're aligned with your soul, your thoughts, instead of what I was saying previously, they're going to sound more like, I'm enough. I trust the timing of my life. I do not have to force things. I can flow, and I am already whole. So I guess going into that, how does life change when you step into your alignment?
I think it's that things start falling into place more effortlessly, more synchronicities and quote, lucky breaks start to happen, feeling like, oh, right time, right place. And more is just coming to you when, yeah, maybe you ask or you're thinking about it, but in small and big ways. And we can give some more examples, but also deepening that sense of trust, less fear, less control, more flow. Feeling lighter, freer, and more at peace with the present moment, and attracting people, opportunities, and experience that match that abundant, blissful energy into your field so then you can have more of all of the good things.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we keep saying, every time that we've been very giving or aligning ourselves, I don't know, with that higher purpose, I think showing compassion, not being afraid to get out of our comfort zone and do nice things for people, good things always come back to us. That's a direct correlation to spirituality. That's just like one example. I feel like for me, living in alignment is just trusting my intuition. Like when that lady recognized that I was Margo's owner, my intuition was saying, go get coffee. Like, go next door to the coffee shop and get a coffee. And instead of fighting that, I just listened and did it. And I think through having very good self-care and self, I don't know, taking care of my body and my mind, it's so easy to listen to my intuition. Like I don't struggle with that at all because I actually do the hard things like working out, drinking water, fueling my body properly, not drinking excessively, not smoking, like doing all those hard things so that it makes tuning in extremely easy for me.
100%. I'm sure you guys have heard that quote that like your energy is your currency. And I believe that more and more. And that's why people gravitate towards people that are high vibrational. But what people don't always understand is the cost of what it takes to become like a truly charismatic, loving, kind, compassionate, safe, calm, resilient individual. It's doing all of those things instead of giving in to all of the addictions and impulses and chaotic behavior and the drama. High vibrational people are actively choosing to remove themselves from those type of situations and invest more in themselves and improving their energy. Breath work, meditation, quality alone time, learning, cutting off other people that are bringing them down. I think that that's a big part of it. And when I started going through the quote, spiritual awakening, you're going to have to shift your current reality. And if you're in a situation where either maybe your coworkers or friends or the neighbors or like sound disruptions, if things are messing up your energetic state, then it's going to be really hard to remain in that high vibrational state if you have all of these other things pulling you down and bringing you back to that place of anger and resentment and frustration. And then that's going to keep attracting more of that. So really, it's like the rich and wealthy, if you speak in terms of like energy currency, are those people who are so resilient and so loving and kind that they're like vibrating all the way up above up here. And then I even would venture to say to me, like heaven and hell are just two states of mind. And maybe they are actual places where after you die, you go somewhere. But I think that could be true. And I think in a sense, on earth right now, you can live in your own sense of hell or you can live in your own sense of heaven. And if you think about what heaven would be like, how can you create more of that here right now while you have the time instead of existing in a state of hell here that's full of, you know, poverty and grief and suffering? Because why would you want that? Like you came to this earth to have a human experience that can be whatever you want it to be. I mean, we're never going to be void of having to have troubles, but you get to choose how long you suffer from things that are thrown your way. Because truly, okay, you get in a car accident. Okay, something happens to you. Someone steals your wallet. Okay, you have to move. Okay, you get fired. Pretty much those things are pretty quick. And you can solve them. Maybe you buy a new car. Maybe you have to work a little bit, but we prolong our suffering because of the emotional attachment to how upset we are that the disruption happened. Like if you look at animals, if your dog gets in trouble or something happens to an animal, they're over it immediately. Like Peaches, we went to get cacao the other day and this dog kind of like snarled at her and like jumped at her. And literally 5 seconds later, she's as if nothing happened, still going up to other dogs, still like being cute and saying hi to everyone and just being her little self. And it's like, I think nature heals so quickly and animals heal so quickly. But as humans, we get so caught up in our mind because of the ego and other things that instead of enjoying all of the beauty and seeing life through a lens of abundance, we choose otherwise. And then, yeah, we are the ones who suffer from it.
Yeah, and I've said this on here, but for me, it's been such an unlearning of having to unlearn being mad when things happen or just like being so emotionally upset. We talked about this in the emotional wellness episode, but just I can think of so many times in the last year where I am watching my emotions and I'm the watcher and I'm not my thoughts, where something super frustrating happens. But I almost become delusional. I have to tell myself to like laugh about it and to not get mad because it's right. Why am I going to suffer? The only person suffering from me being so upset is me.
Is you?
Like that story when I like left my passport in the hotel room because I never use the safe. And I don't know, I use the safe. And we got like 30 minutes away from the hotel, almost missed our flight. And like in that 30 minute drive back, we had to get to the hotel. I was being so pissed. I was so mad at myself. I'm like, kicking myself, and everyone in the car did a really good job of encouraging me to just laugh about it. They're like, it's fine, it's gonna be fine. But it is, it's like an unlearning process of telling yourself just to be delusional, because that's not even objectively bad. Like leaving your passport at the hotel, we make that bad. We assign that as a bad thing, and that's the ego talking, like, you're so dumb, how'd you forget your passport, you're going to fly internationally. But it's just us assigning that as something bad, and we can choose to just not react the way. But I wanted to react like it was a big deal to show that I was taking it seriously. But I feel like,
because the ego wanted you to ensure to the other people that you're like, don't worry, I know this is, quote, inconvenient to all of us.
Yeah. And like, oh, now we're in the car for an hour and a half instead of 45 minutes or whatever. So it is a whole process. Yeah.
That is such a good example. And my example today, my Wi-Fi has been out for 3 days at my apartment, which, you know, as a remote worker, it's been it's March 3rd, 3:33 p.m. right now. That was crazy. Whoa, that's so many threes. So my Wi-Fi was out and we needed to record this podcast on Monday. So I like messaged Kara, I literally text her last night because I'm like, I can't even get enough Wi-Fi to like load our email or Slack channel or something. And I'm like, we're not going to be able to record at 8 a.m. I don't know when we're going to be able to record, but for sure not 8 a.m. tomorrow, because I need to like ask around and find someone who has Wi-Fi who I can like borrow their house and their Wi-Fi for a few hours. And two other people, theirs was out too. So I'm just like sitting at this like restaurant area cafe with my other friend. And I text this other girl, Grace, thank you for letting me borrow your house. But I message her and I'm like, is there any way, like literally right now, could I borrow your house to record this podcast? And she was like, oh my God, I'm literally walking into the restaurant that I was at and I need headphones. She was like, is there any chance I could borrow your headphones? I'll give you my keys. You go to my place. She's like, I have a meeting starting in like 4 minutes. I totally forgot my headphones and her charger. So it was crazy. She like sat down in my chair, used my headphones, jumped on her meeting. I grabbed her keys, came here. And we both were like, that just worked out so good. And this morning when I was like kind of starting to worry, I was like, it's just going to work out. Like, I don't know who or how or whatever, but like, it's fine. And like worst case, the podcast doesn't happen 1 week. We would still either do it tomorrow or the episode would be late or Kara would do an episode by herself. But like why I didn't want to exist in a state of suffering all day because I had other tasks that I had to get done. And it was either like be stressed about this for the whole day, get nothing done, or get myself, and that's the section we're going to move into now, is how to move into that alignment. So since I didn't have Wi-Fi, I was like, slow morning. It's fine. I'm making coffee. I have a new neighbor move in. She's like who I would aspire to be when I was 60. She's so zen, showing me her new curtains, like has this huge farm like in Georgia, and this is like going to be her place. And I was just like, oh my God, I love you. And you're so calm. I need to channel that right now. So we have a nice coffee. We go up to my roof. I show her my place. She shows me her place. And then I was like, I'm just going to get really ready. Like we're doing a good flossing. We're doing a face mask, brush the hair, curl it, put a cute outfit on, make the bed, tidy up everything. Sit outside with Peaches, go run some errands. And then I went to the cafe because I was like, that's why I was running a little bit late. If I just go to the cafe right away, I'm going to feel so out of sorts because I'm going to feel like I'm giving to all of these other things and I'm depleted and I'm running around with my head cut off. But I was like, I need to feel at peace. And the more This is what I was going to say in the beginning. All of this moving this year, I finally realized last night, like, it's to make me feel at home in my body. And I've said that on here before, and I was practicing it, but now I have been gifted the opportunity, if that's what we want to call getting kicked out of my home 9 times this year. I have been gifted the opportunity to practice resilience and to practice making the home within myself again and again and again, to where now I can come on this episode today and say that with like a whole tornado of chaos happening around me. Cause I'm like, that's not my problem. Like, I do not want that in my field. It's not mine to take. I want to feel at peace. So that can still be happening, but it's like the eye of a tornado. I'm like, I don't want to adopt that. And energy is sensitive, you know, it's so easy to get like sucked into a chaotic state and all of the drama. And I'm like, no, boundary, wall. I don't want that. I want to feel at peace today. And I choose that. And I'm going to do what I need to do to feel at peace. And everyone else and everything else can take care of themselves. And so often I think we're trying to control with the ego all of these other things around us that aren't really ours to fix. Like, if we all just focused more on cultivating inner peace, kindness, love, compassion with ourselves, we would all stop making so many tornadoes. But it's like everyone's trying to fix each other's tornado instead of just finding it for themselves. And yeah, lean on people when you need to, of course, like we still have to help each other out. But if you don't have it for yourself, how can you help someone else?
Yeah, a lot of the biggest gifts that we can give other people is respect and love. There's so many other things, but I've been reading a lot about just giving respect and love and also giving that to yourself. And I think of the situations in my life where my friends have been telling me they're in sticky situations with friends or family or whatever. And I think a lot of it is either people not respecting them or them not respecting themselves and creating boundaries and protecting their energy. So I guess just quick rapid fire, some ways to align with that highest self daily, one of them being protecting your energy. Stop saying yes to people, please. Stop saying yes because you're going to feel guilty if you say no. Set those boundaries. Be honest with people. And if they're going to react poorly, I think that says a lot about that friendship and maybe that you do need to say no and move on. Also being present, slowing down, feeling your emotions, stop rushing through life, follow the nudges, listen to that intuition, turn inwards, treat your ordinary day as sacred, turn your daily habits into rituals that can help you tune into that highest self. We said last week, a good morning routine, a good night routine can be very imperative to having a good spiritual practice. And also surrender and trust. Like Allison said, let go of that control and watch what flows to you.
And to wrap up, we just want to encourage you that whatever life you want for yourself, it is possible for you. And the way that you're going to get there is through these small daily things that continue to compile. They say the secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. And I've talked about it on here before, but there's this quote that's like, everyone wants to start tomorrow, but basically no one wants to start today. So whatever is for you, if you want to be that it boy, that it girl, the couple, if you want to be traveling, if you want a higher paying job, if you want to be a mom, if you see that that future is so far off and that it's away, then you're not going to have it because you have to believe that the future is like already here. That future you and you now are one in the same. And I think connecting with your intuition is connecting to all ages of yourself, essentially, because time isn't real, right? It's all compressed anyway. So if you can channel, quote, future you who already has what you want, that's part of how you channel that guidance of that person being like, okay, do this or don't do that, because it's going to help you get to here and the future of what we have. And maybe there's also intuition where it is the divine, it is source, it is the greater knowing of what's best for you. But I think it can be both, and however you want to perceive it or tap into that. For me, that's really powerful because I would like to think that past, present, and future me, all it's ever wanted is for me to be happy and experience an incredible life here and have good friends and travel and learn and explore and be comfortable in who I am. And so in order to make that real, it's choosing each day what is the most aligned choice again and again. And you're either moving forward or you're moving backward because nothing is stagnant. Every single thing in nature wants to move. Money wants to move. Animals, plants, energy, everything has to move. Otherwise, it would be is. And I won't go on my whole mushroom trip of explaining what is, but it wants to move. And so each decision you make, every meal you eat, when you work out or you don't work out, or you get enough sleep or you don't get enough sleep, you're either progressing closer to your highest self or you're going backwards, because you're never going to be able to stay the same. So if you can think of that in an empowering way, not in a stressful way, because I don't want to add stress, that it's just one decision to make at a time. Be present, choose what's right in front of you, and keep choosing the next most aligned route, and then you'll get there, in my opinion. That's all I have to say.
Wrapping up, if you are feeling lost, if this is feeling so overwhelming, I feel like the biggest steps for me, I'm trying to think rapid fire, general spiritual tips, definitely reading books. We'll link our favorites. You guys know them, I'm sure, by now. The Power of Now was a big one for me.
Four Agreements.
What was one you just mentioned? Oh my God, I read it last year.
The Untethered Soul.
Yes, so many good ones. So I'll link them all in the show notes. I feel like that's a good step in the right direction. I have a couple friends who've come to me recently and said that they're on their spiritual journey, and it was kicked off by some books. And yeah, I think always just listening to yourself. That's what this whole episode has been about, finding ways to make it easier to listen to yourself and letting go of judgment, letting go of listening to your fear, listening to those doubts, and giving yourself compassion with whatever step of the way you're in, not judging 100%. Yourself if you're not where you want to be.
Yeah. I think to summarize, it's often about doing less, not doing more. I think the ego wants you to do more. And I think your soul just wants to be at peace and do less and do exactly what's meant for you, and not all of this other BS stuff that social media and TV and billboards is trying to sell you all of the time. Like, if you just go inward, what you actually need to be happy is so little, but it's things that are hard to obtain because they require us to surrender and trust and set that ego aside. And it's much, much easier said than done. Much harder said than done. Wait, what's the quote?
Yeah,
easier said than done. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thank you guys so much for being here for another episode in our How to Thrive in 2025 series.
And if you guys enjoyed this episode, we also have had some other amazing spiritual wellness guests in the 2 8 Dimensions of Wellness series that we had in 2023 and 2024. We will link those in the show notes as well if you want to keep hanging out with us.
And if you want unhinged Kara and Allison, come to the Patreon page. We had a riveting talk this month.
Riveting.
It went all over the place. We talked porn addiction. We talked men's health, which we decided we're going to do a full episode on the main page about this. But if you want it now, I think you will. If you find any of those topics interesting, head to patreon.com/alreadyfriends.
And Patreon makes us offer a free option on Patreon, but it's just the $5 option. That's where you get access to all of those episodes. So if you see 2 when you pull it up, subscribe to the one that's $5. It gives you access to the full library of all of our episodes from the past few years. There's like probably 50 in there. And connect with us. We'd love to have you.
Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.